1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Greene County sports.
Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. The people you know, the people you can trust. Also brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. VisitGreene.org. By the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Hi, friends, and good evening. Welcome to Trinity Middle School, the site of tonight's WPIAL Class 1A softball quarterfinal, as the number two seed, Carmichael's Mikes, at 15-4 overall, 9-1 out of their section, take on the seventh seed in Swickley Academy. The Panthers, the number seven seed in this bracket, 10-3 overall, 7-3 out of their section, behind the number one overall seed, Union. Let's take a look at this bracket. Carmichael's will take on none other than West Greene, the Pioneers, just defeating Southside 15-1 in five innings to advance to the semifinal, as Carmichael's now will have a chance to try to recreate that semifinal matchup from a year ago against the Pioneers. Swickley Academy comes into this after beating Manesson, the number 10 seed, on Thursday, 10-7, a 3-run win for the Panthers have put them here in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, the Mikes finished 9-1 in the section. Carmichael's getting a first-round bye with Union and West Greene, and now trying to create an all-Greene County semifinal on Thursday afternoon. The Mikes played in that championship game a season ago against Union. Got no hit in that one as Union claimed the crown. Carmichael's has been in the mix. They've been to the WPIL championship game and lost. They've been to the state final game and lost. Always the bridesmaid. This is the year. If the Mikes are going to do it, I think that they've got the best shot with leaders like Bailey Barniak in the circle and Karis McConnell's bat. Mikes have a great opportunity to make a run this season. We'll step aside, look at these two teams and some other playoff games happening around the WPIL, and of course give you our starting lineup. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Couple of powerful offenses facing off in this ballgame as we welcome you back inside the Iron Synergy pregame show. Carmichael's 15-4 overall in the year. 9 of those wins have been by shortened games in either 3, 4, 5, even 6 innings. For Swickley Academy, it's even more. At least even more percentage-wise. 7 of their 10 wins have been in shortened games, with mercy rule wins mainly in 3, 4, 5 innings. They've been able to 10-run or 15-run their respective teams. Let's meet those batting orders as we'll see them get introduced here onto this turf field at Trinity in a moment. First, for the higher seed, which will bat in the away spot, it's the Swickley Academy Panthers. Leading off and playing shortstop, Kira Church. Santa Grant bats second. She's at third base. In the three spot is the catcher, Gabby Edmonds. Batting fourth, the designated player, Charlotte Andrews. Batting fifth at second base, Elena Spencer. In the sixth spot at first base, Sophia Christian. Batting seventh in right field, V.J. Jeevan. Batting eighth in center field is Layla Miller. And the pitcher, Sutton Ray, will bat ninth. Willow Simmons rounds out that lineup as the flex player in left field. For the Mikes, leading off and playing second base, we'll see Kalani Chun. Bailey Barniak bats second, the pitcher. Karis McConnell will be in the three spot, the shortstop. Catching is Kenley Macheski in the four hole. Batting fifth at first base, Jocelyn Carter. In the sixth spot is Peyton Plavey. She'll start in left field. Batting seventh at third base, Lily Sisler. Batting eighth in center is Bentley Lucas. And rounding out the lineup in the ninth spot is Avery Voighthofer, who gets the start in right field, straight up for the Mikes. No flex in this game. Or, you know, there was talk of maybe there was going to be a flex, and maybe they'll flex just right away. Sienna Stone King originally was listed in the lineup as the designated player. See the coaches and captains at home plate right now getting the ground rules here from our officiating crew. It's been a beautiful afternoon for some baseball and softball across the WPIL playoffs today. Of course, we saw the West Greene win already. Other games happening in the area. Just heard that Bentworth in Class 2A defeated Shenango. They'll take on the winner of Chartiers Houston and Riverside. That game was played at 4 o'clock. I think we probably already have a result of that. It was 4-0. Chartiers Houston with that win. So a Bentworth Chartiers Houston semifinal in Class 2A. Don't know the result of Union Jeanette yet, but I'm sure a lot of odds on Union. Don't know if the Jayhawks were able to pull off an upset. And Jefferson Morgan taking on Sarah Catholic right now. That game can be found on greensports.net and our page here on the NFHS network. So, again, winner of this one takes on West Green. Winner of Sarah Catholic and Jefferson Morgan faces the winner of Union and Jeanette. Both of those games will be played in the semifinals on Thursday. Carmichael's played a couple of non-section games to get ready for these playoffs before they got here to Trinity here today. A couple of those games, Waynesburg Central, 1-0 win over Waynesburg. Lost 5-4 to Laurel Highlands, who's also in the playoffs. Beat Brownsville 6-0. That was another playoff team. And took care of business at the end of the year against Manassas 21-0 in three innings. So if you're looking for like opponents, 21-0, Carmichael's beat Manassas at the end of the season. Swickley Academy, a three-run win over Manassas in the first round of these playoffs to get here to the quarterfinals, a 10-7 win for the Panthers. Of course, a lot of attention on the couple of Carmichael seniors. Bailey Barniak in the circle has been a tremendous pitcher, four-year starter, didn't even start playing until seventh grade. She gets the start in the circle, a .39 ERA for the senior, and Barniak has just been lights out for 4 years. But this WPIL championship gold has been certainly elusive for the Mikes. And then she follows that up with a batting average of .500. Usually you're looking at McConnell to lead the way. McConnell, by the way, batting .414. But Bailey Barniak, a .500 batting average with 18 RBIs, 3 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, 27 hits and 54 at-bats. She is really the player to watch. Headed to IUP for the Carmichael's Mikes. And then you have Karis McConnell, the senior shortstop, batting .414. She's got 5 doubles, 3 triples, 4 home runs, 24 hits, and 58 at-bats. She has been tremendous as well. Really the top half of this Carmichael's lineup can really stroke the ball. It's can you get past that first half? Who can step up? We just saw for West Green, the freshman, Riley Yeager, in the 9 spot, be able to come through 3-for-3 today with a couple of RBIs. Carmichael's, if they're going to make a run, they're going to need a little help from some people. And one of them that they've been getting some help from has been Kenley Macheski, the freshman, batting .448 for herself this year. I'd say that's pretty good for a freshman. She gets the start behind the dish. See Swickley Academy in their gray jerseys with the white sleeves, red pants, white socks. Carmichael's in the pinstripes, the white jerseys with the blue pants, gold trim, blue numerals also outlined in gold. Starting lineups being introduced out onto the field right now. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show. We'll step aside when we come back. I'm sure they're going to do the national anthem here in a moment. So we're going to step aside when we come back. We'll get you set for first pitch and take a look. Oh, that wasn't good out there as part of that. Macheski going down to the ground out there as part of the warm-ups. Gotta watch the celebrations here a little early. Gotta get focused. All right, this is the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Back here at Trinity Middle School, getting set for the WPIL Class 1A softball quarterfinal between Carmichael's and Swickley Academy. Swickley Academy will bat first as the lower seed, the seventh seed coming into this bracket. On a five-game winning streak coming into this one are the Panthers. Of course, the win over Manesson at Montour in the first round of the playoffs. And then Mercy Rule wins over Cornell, Bishop Canavan, and Quaker Valley. A one-run win over Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, all in a row, right after getting Mercy ruled by the number one overall seed Union, 17-0 in section play. Swickley Academy split second place out of their section with Southside Beaver and finishing behind Union. So leading things off here for Swickley Academy will be Kira Church, Santa Grant, and Gabby Edmonds also due to bat here in this first inning. Bailey Barniak in the circle. Kelly Macheski behind the dish. Sisler at third. McConnell at short. Kalani Chun at second. Jocelyn Carter at first. Plavy in left, Lucas in center, Voithoffer in right field. And the first pitch in to Church is a strike. Barniak winds and deals. Miss a ball. One ball, one strike here to Kira Church to start things off in this quarterfinal. Wait for our camera's going to come back here in a second. For you, give you that look in. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball, two strikes now to Kira Church. A 343 batting average on the season for the junior. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. First K of the evening for Bailey Barniak. One down here in the top of the first. Brings up Sinai Grant. Grant, the two-spot batter. Bases empty, one out. The top of the first inning. Grant, the right-handed batter, stands in. Bailey Barniak winds and deals. This one fouled away into the netting. Grant, a senior, batting 514. Best batting average in this entire ballgame. On either roster. 0-1 pitch. Low and in. One ball, one strike. To the senior, Grant. Seven doubles, three home runs on the season. This one fouled away into the netting as well. One ball, two strikes, the count. As the sun sets, we approach golden hour here. Lights are on at Trinity Middle School. Here's the 1-2. Fouled away. Grant stays alive. And winner of this one takes on West Green, who just defeated Southside 15-1. Pioneers pouring it on with 16 hits in the ballgame. 1-2. Off speed, left outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the count to Sinai Grant. The 1-2, or the 2-2, rather. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back K's for Bailey Barniak in the circle. And that'll bring up Gabby Edmonds. Top of the first. Two outs, base is empty. That might have been, was that the lucky number we were looking in strikeouts there, Rob? There's a strike. See the Brett zoom in there on that banner. 800, that 851. Off speed, gets Edmonds to go around. No balls, two strikes. Now, I know she was close to beating her mom's record in strikeouts in Carmichael's history. There was a lot of cheering after just a second strikeout in the inning. That banner in the dugout. We'll have to let you know what that is. 0-2, swing and a miss. She strikes out the side. Three strikeouts for Barniak in the circle to start off the ball game. We go to the bottom of the first, scoreless. Here between Swickley Academy and Carmichael's in this WPIL quarterfinal on greensports.net and the NFHS Network.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Head to the bottom of the first inning. Kalani Chun, Bailey Barniak, and Karis McConnell due to lead things off for the Mikes after Barniak in the circle struck out the Swickley Academy side. Here's the defense for the Panthers. Sutton Ray in the circle. Gabby Edmonds behind the plate. Sinai Grant at third. Kira Church at short. Elena Spencer at second base. Sophia Crichton is at first. Willow Simmons in left field. Layla Miller in center. And V.J. Jeevan in right field. Out trots Kalani Chun to lead things off for the Mikes. Kalani Chun with a .305 batting average on the season. Scoreless. Here as we start the bottom of the first inning. Carmichael's looking to get to the semifinal against West Green once again. Sutton Ray winds and deals the first pitch. Called strike there to Chun. Glad to have you along here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Nate Rigotti alongside Brandon Bennett, our producer, Brett Gambita on the cameras. Rob Cole hanging out with us as well. Second called strike to Kalani Chun.
Rob Cole, of course, the head coach of the 1997-1998 back-to-back Whipple champions at Carmichael's. We'll put a headset on him someday. The 0-2 to Kalani Chun. Fouled away, stays alive. Chun, 11 RBIs on the season, 2 triples, 3 doubles. Second on the team in stolen bases with 10. Fast if she gets aboard. Here's the 1-2. Or the 0-2, rather. It's a fly ball into left center, and that gets down. To the fence it goes. Chun all the way to second. She gets waved to third. The throw way off the mark, and she's in there with a stand-up triple. Kalani Chun with a big leadoff triple for the Mikes. That one bouncing to the fence. Surprised she got the wave around there. If that throw's on target, there's a play. But that throw wide right, and Chun standing at third base. Nobody out with a runner at third now for the Mikes. Barniak at the plate. First pitch to her is low for a ball. Barniak again this season with a .500 batting average to lead the team. A .741 slugging percentage. Headed to IUP. 1-0. There's a called strike. She's won about every accolade you could win in Green and Washington, Fayette counties. All-state pitcher. Athlete of the week in about everything. Swing and a miss, strike two. She was the Tribbs Athlete of the Week about 3 weeks ago or so. Great write-up on her after throwing the no-hitter over West Green. 1-2 pitch fouled away. Again, she didn't start playing softball until seventh grade. Really likes volleyball. Of course, the daughter of Nikki Gasty, who won a state title at Carmichael's as a pitcher. 1-2, swing and a miss. She goes down swinging. Good pitch from Sutton Ray. One out, and Karis McConnell comes to the plate. Now, McConnell has decided not to pursue softball in college. A couple of small school looks, but made up her mind fairly early. First pitch to her. Popped up here to left field. Charging in is Simmons, and she drops it in and out of the glove of Willow Simmons. And look at McConnell. She'll take off for second. Throw to home and out. Kalani Chun leaving from third gets thrown out at home. Simmons drops it. It's the shortstop, Kira Church, who fires it home. Chun trying to get underneath that tag and is called out at the plate. Two outs in the inning. McConnell aboard on the air, but Chun thrown out at home. Brings up Kenley Macheski. She strokes one, but foul. Popped up. Out of play. So Chun led things off with a stand-up triple. The strikeout by Barniak. McConnell reaching on the air. But Chun thrown out at home. After the drop fly ball by Willow Simmons. Now Macheski with the 0-1 count. Delivery here from Sutton Ray. Out in front of it. No balls, two strikes to Kenley Macheski. And Macheski's been fantastic. A good bat to add to this Carmichael's team, who lost their catcher in Caitlin Waggett to graduation. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, there was an error, and one left on the bases. We played one here at Trinity, Swickley Academy and Carmichael scoreless on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Head to the top of the second inning. Kalani Chun, a leadoff triple, but gets tagged out at home on the fly ball by Karis McConnell. Went off the left fielder Willow Simmons' glove. The shortstop Kira Church gloves it. Throw in. And the tag on the back of Chun, she's called out. So we head to the second. Charlotte Andrews, Elena Spencer, and Sophia Crichton coming to the plate. The 4, 5, and 6 spots in the lineup for the Swickley Academy Panthers. Barniak with 3 strikeouts in that first inning. Glad to have you along on greensports.net. Nate Rigotti alongside Brandon Bennett. Brett Cabita, our production crew today. Game 2 of our doubleheader. Carmichael's trying to get back to the semifinals and take on West Greene. First pitch upstairs here to Charlotte Andrews. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike here to Andrews, leading things off in the top of the second. Andrews has done a little bit of pitching this year. There's a fly ball into right center. This will get down. First hit of the ball game for the Panthers is a leadoff single for Charlotte Andrews in the top half of the second inning. Brings up Alana Spencer. Spencer, a 185 average on the season.
Outfield base hit going three.
Just a freshman is Spencer. Spencer with 6 RBIs on the year. It's Andrews aboard at first. First pitch is a strike. Runner at first, nobody out. In a scoreless game in the second, Barniak looks in. The 0-1 delivery to Spencer. It's upstairs for a ball. One ball, one strike. For Alana Spencer. Barniak's pitch, that one inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Two-one pitch, a wave and a miss. Evens up the count at 2-2. Holding over at first base is Andrews. Thought we might have had a pinch runner. I think we do over there at first base. 2-2 pitch is low and runs the count full. Top of the second inning. Nobody out with a runner at first base after a leadoff single by Charlotte Andrews. Swickley Academy and Carmichael scoreless here in this WPIL quarterfinal. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fourth strike out of the game for Bailey Barniak in five batters. All of them swinging. And that brings up Sophia Crichton. One of the count. Crichton, the first baseman, the lefty. 1-0 offering. Low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Here to Crichton. A .480 batting average for the junior. .20, swing and a miss there, strike one. Crichton on the year. Three doubles, eight RBIs. It's a 2-1. Just misses. Three balls and a strike. Runner still at first base for Barniak. 3-1. Called strike two, and that runs the count full. Back-to-back full counts here in the batter's box for the Panthers. Barniak got Spencer to go around. Now the payoff pitch coming to Sophia Crichton. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Count them. Five Ks for Bailey Barniak. And that'll bring up V.J. Jeevan. A leadoff single for Charlotte Andrews, but that runner's still over there at first base. Back-to-back Ks. First pitch into Jeevan is a strike. That is Dice, I believe, running at first base, by the way. Oh, one, swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes to V.J. Jeevan here in the top half of the second inning. Carmichael Swickley Academy scoreless. Leadoff single by Charlotte Andrews. Runner still over there at first base. The 0-2. It's low. The 1-2 from Barniak. Swing and a miss. Got her. Six strikeouts for Bailey Barniak in seven batters. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Swickley Academy with a leadoff single. One stranded here. We're scoreless here on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night.
and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Joslyn Carter, Peyton Plavey, and Lily Sisler coming to bat this inning. 5, 6, and 7 spots in this Carmichael's lineup. Still looking for our first run of the ball game. First pitch outside to Carter. In the bottom half of the first inning, Kalani Chun led off with a triple, but was thrown out at home after an error on a Karis McConnell fly ball. One out. Upstairs, 2 balls, no strikes here to Joslyn Carter. Carter with a .289 average on the year, but leading the team in homers with 5. Looks at that one upstairs as well. 3 balls, no strikes here to Joslyn Carter, leading off things in the bottom of the second inning. Carter take all the way, and she'll look at strike one. Sutton Ray takes her time. 3-1 pitch swung on and missed, and that runs the count full. Carter leading things off here in the bottom half of the second inning of a scoreless ball game. Payoff pitch called, strike three. Third strikeout thrown by Sutton Ray in the circle. And brings up Peyton Plavey for the Mikes. Plavey batting an even 300. Strike two are there. Lily Sisler on deck. One ball, one strike. Two balls and a strike now to Peyton Plavey. And late in the game, Jefferson Morgan just scored the first run. It's 1-0 Rockets in the sixth. Two-one pitch is off speed. 3-1. Trying to have 3 of 4 semifinal teams be from Greene County. Actually, they just took a 2-0 lead. 3-1 pitch here to Peyton Plavey. Swing and a miss. Strike two, and that runs the count full once again. Bottom of the second, scoreless game. One out, bases empty. Carmichael's Peyton Plavey at the plate facing a 3-2 count. Here's the payoff pitch from Sutton Ray. Taking her time. Looks in. Here's the wind and the pitch. Lays off. Ball four. And Carmichael's has a base runner aboard. Peyton Plavey with the walk will bring up Lily Sisler. Runner at first now for the Mikes. Sisler Sisler, the seven-spot batter for Carmichaels. First pitch to her, a big hack and a big miss. 0-1. O-2, another wave and miss here from Sisler. Sisler, just a 200 batting average on the year.
Hey, ball through the middle, make sure we get one.
Struck out just five times all year. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Throw back down to first base. Back in standing up is Peyton Plavey. But two strikeouts in the inning, four total now for Sutton Ray. Two down with Plavey at first base for Bentley Lucas in this scoreless game. Swing and a miss, strike one. Both pitchers running up the strikeouts. Barniak with six, now Sutton Ray with four. 0-1 to Bentley Lucas. There's a called strike now. No balls, two strikes. Mike's with just one hit in the game. It was the leadoff triple by Kalani Chun, but she was thrown out at home after a pop fly by Karis McConnell. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Five strikeouts now for Sutton Ray, and we head to the third, scoreless here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Head to the top of the third inning. 8-9-1 spots due up for the Swickley Academy Panthers. Just one hit, one base runner in this game for the Panthers. First pitch to Layla Miller leading things off here. By the way, the Carmichaels baseball team also in the playoffs today, facing Eden Christian Academy, the number one overall seed. One ball, one strike. Now the count here to Layla Miller. And Eden Christian Academy adding some runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning against the Mikes baseball team. Swing and a miss, strike two here to Layla Miller. That score now 4-2 in favor of Eden Christian over the Mikes baseball squad. Swing and a miss, strike three, underneath one upstairs, and that's strikeout number seven for Bailey Barniak. That'll bring the opposing pitcher Sutton Ray up. First pitch, a strike here to Ray, the nine spot batter. A one pitch, Ray way behind that one. No balls, two strikes here to Ray. And another strike three from Paley Barniak. It's incredible. She struck out eight of nine batters the first time through the order. The only one to get a hit, the four-spot batter, Charlotte Andrews. It's been all strikeouts for Bailey Barniak, other than that one hit. Back to the top of the order to Kira Church. Eight strikeouts for Barniak. Here's Church, a wave and a miss. Panthers have had a hard time finding Bailey Barniak. Oh, 1. Swing and a miss, strike 2. The 0-2 offering, swing and a miss, strike 3. She strikes out the side once again. 9 strikeouts in the ballgame for Bailey Barniak. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Swickley Academy and Carmichael scoreless here in the WPIL playoffs on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Avery Voighthofer leads things off here in the bottom of the third inning. Looks at ball one. It's Voighthofer, Chun, and Barniak. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, strike one. Voighthofer, who missed the majority of basketball season because of her injury, able to return for the end of that basketball season and play the softball year. 1-1 pitch. Chase one upstairs. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Voighthofer, a .325 batting average on the year with 8 RBIs. Only struck out 4 times this season. Here's the 1-2. Strikeouts galore in this ball game already. On both sides. Swing and a miss, strike 3. There's one there. So Barniak, through the first time through the order, struck out 8 of 9. Sutton Ray strikes out 6 of 9 the first time through. And back to the top of the order here for the Mikes in Kalani Chan, who led off this game with a triple, got thrown out at home on a pop fly by McConnell that wasn't caught. It was dropped. They got Chun running, trying to take home. First pitch to her is a ball low. On a very close play at the plate. 1-0. Looks at a strike. Chun and Barniak due to bat this inning. Combined 15 strikeouts in this game already between these two teams. 1-1, strike two, swung on and missed. Sean, the only hit of the ball game for Carmichael's. Each team with one hit. 1-2, it's a bouncer to the right side, played by the second baseman Spencer, and she gets the out at first. That is the first put out of the game. That'll bring up Bailey Barniak. Two outs and bases empty for the two-spot batter Barniak, who struck out her first time up. Looks at a strike. Carmichael's has had a couple of base runners. One on a walk. Harris McConnell reached on that error. Not been able to play to anybody. It's the 0-1. Barniak strokes one. This one back to left field. Going back here is Willow Simmons, and it's in and out of her glove. It'll hit the fence. Barniak will go to second base. Two dropped outs in left field from Willow Simmons, and Barniak's aboard in scoring position here in the bottom half of the third. That one stroked back towards the warning track. Yep, fence right in our way. You can't see it. You can see it pop out of the glove there. And back to the fence, you can see my reaction because I thought that one was close to getting out of here. Brings up Karis McConnell. Two outs with a runner at second base for McConnell. Swing and a miss. She wanted all of that one. It's a strike. Fouled away. We have on our graphic that Charlotte Andrews is the pitcher. That is not correct, by the way. Huh? That is number 9 on the mound. That is not the lineup I got. There's a swing and a miss, strike 3. And that ends the inning. Another strikeout. I've been saying that's Sutton Ray. I think our graphic is correct. That is Charlotte Andrews because that's number 9 on the mound. My lineup had her as the designated player with Sutton Ray pitching. I believe all of these strikeouts belong to Charlotte Andrews. But she got another. McConnell goes down on strikes. We've played three, still scoreless here on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
All right, we head to the top of the fourth inning. Grant leading things off, swing and a miss at strike one. 2, 3, and 4 spots coming up. Well, that would make sense why Dice ran for Andrews, who was not the DP, but was rather the pitcher at first time through. Fouled away. So that was not a change. That was a, or not a pinch run, but rather a courtesy run. No balls, 2 strikes, the count here to Grant. Looks at one upstairs. Barniak with 9 strikeouts has faced just one more than the minimum. With Charlotte Andrews with the only hit of the ball game for the Swickley Academy Panthers. Fouled away. Swing and a miss, strike three. 10 strikeouts for Bailey Barniak. And we're just in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch into Gabby Edmonds is a strike. Edmonds and Andrews still due to bat. No one. Fouled away.
Come on, Gabby!
Barniak looking in. No balls, 2 strikes to the 3-spot batter, Gabby Edmonds. Barniak winds and deals. There's another strikeout, number 11 for Bailey Barniak. Every out for the Carmichael's defense has been a K. Only ball put in play has been the leadoff single by Charlotte Andrews in the second. And here she comes back to the plate. Seven strikeouts of her own in the circle for Charlotte Andrews. First pitch to her. Ball low. One oh. Strike on the inner edge. 1-1. One-one, wave and a miss, strike two. Barniak looking for strikeout number 12.
Outfield, get it in cut.
Two outs, base is empty. Top of the fourth, scoreless game. The 1-2 pitch. This one popped up and out of play behind the netting. The 1-2 offering, another foul ball. This one down the third baseline to the Swickley Academy dugout. After 6 innings, Jefferson Morgan with a 2-0 lead, trying to get to the semifinals. For Sarah Catholic, another fly ball. Jefferson Morgan put up 15 runs in the first inning against Leechburg on Thursday in the cold at Monroeville. West Green already a winner. Carmichael's baseball was trailing 6-2 the last time I saw. That game also on Green Sports and the NFHS Network. Get you a live score there as well. One ball, two strikes here to Charlotte Andrews. Bailey Barniak winds and deals, and a called strike three. She does it again. Bailey Barniak strikes out the side. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Swickley Academy and Carmichael still scoreless in this Whippeal quarterfinal on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Ten to two, Eden Christian leads the Carmichael's baseball team in the top of the fifth. Eden Christian, the number one overall seed in the 1A baseball bracket. Here at softball, it's the Carmichael's softball team scoreless with Swickley Academy as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Bailey Barniak, 12 strikeouts in the circle, has faced just one more than the minimum. Had a single to lead off the second, did Charlotte Andrews. Only hit in the game for Swickley Academy. Carmichael's with just one hit. It was a leadoff triple by Kalani Chun. She was eventually thrown out at home. Mikes have had just two base runners since, one reaching on an error and one reaching on a walk. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, it's Kenley Macheski to lead things off. It's been Charlotte Andrews in the circle. Lineup I had was different, so I apologize to Charlotte. I was crediting these seven strikeouts to Sutton Ray, but it's Charlotte Andrews in the circle. On for her fourth inning of work. First pitch to Macheski, swung on and missed. A one pitch is in the turf. Artificial surface here at Trinity. All turf. See that blue infield? Maybe the Hillers think they're Boise State. I don't know. Warning track is blue. Up here on the hill. Breeze has died down. It was really windy when we first got here. That has certainly stopped. 1-1 swung on and fouled away. One ball, two strikes. Now here to Kenley Macheski to lead off the bottom of the fourth. The 1-2 from Charlotte Andrews. Swung on and missed, strikeout number eight for Andrews. Macheski down on strikes for the second time. That brings up Jocelyn Carter. She struck out looking her first time up. First pitch to Carter misses. See our friend Scott Donnelly back there in that camera angle. PA announcer here at Trinity. Does a lot of work for us here on Green Sports and WJPA. It's the 1-0. Chases one upstairs, does Carter for strike one. One ball, one strike. 1-1 gets her. Around she went for strike two. One out, base is empty. Bottom of the fourth, scoreless game. Jocelyn Carter facing the 1-2 pitch from Andrews. Pokes this one, bouncer to second base, easy out. The put out there for Alana Spencer. 4-3. Only put outs in this game have gone 4-3. Every other out has been a strikeout. And that'll bring up Peyton Plavy. The unseasonably warm day, the sun starting to set, cooling off a little bit up here on the hill. Showing bunt, gets it down in front of the catcher. Edmonds throw to first, and it goes all the way into right field. Holding up at first base will be Peyton Plavy, and it's a bunt single for Plavy. Second hit of the game. Mikes have a base runner. Brings up Lily Sisler, the seventh spot in the lineup. The official's going to talk here, a conclave between first and second base. Umpiring crew discussing something. Beautiful bunt by Plavy. You see that again? You have that replay again, Brandon? Just lays that one down right in front of the catcher. A little bit up the third baseline. That was a beautiful bunt. And ball sailing into right field. Good backup there, though, by Swickley Academy to make sure it was not an extra base out of that throw. And that brings up Lily Sisler. Two outs, runner at first base. Nothing, nothing, your score. Bottom of the fourth, Carmichael's at the plate. First pitch to Sisler is swung on and missed. Charlotte Andrews in the circle has eight strikeouts in the ballgame, one in this frame. Just the second hit of the game for the Mighty Mikes. A 1 delivery, swing and a miss, strike two. Andrews looks in. Sisler behind of the count now 0-2. Winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number nine for Charlotte Andrews. A two-out bunt single for Peyton Plavy, but she's left stranded. We've played four. Nothing, nothing, your score as we go to the fifth here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Alana Spencer, Sophia Crichton, VJ Jeevan leading things off for Swickley Academy. Swinging strike one there for Spencer. Bailey Barniak in the circle has faced just one more than the minimum. 12 strikeouts, allowed a leadoff single in the second. That's been the only base runner for the Panthers in the ballgame. A one pitch now to Spencer as a swung on and missed. No ball, two strikes. Now to Spencer, the second baseman. Everybody in the Swickley Academy lineup has struck out. Thanks to Bailey Barniak. 0-2. And there is another. Swing and a miss, strike three. 13 for Barniak. No putouts. Carmichael's defense has not had to do much. Mike's just need to get some offense going. It's been the struggle of Carmichael's, not just this season, but several seasons, as the lefty Crichton stands in, looks at a called strike. Of course, no hit in the Whippeal Championship game last year. 2 years ago, that state championship game, it was Waggett who had a little infield single late in the game to finally get the first hit. No balls, two strikes now to count to Crichton. Here's the pitch, fouled away. Certainly, Carmichael's needs the bats. They're going to make a run. Only three teams out of Class 1A will make the state playoffs. Both teams that make the championship game, 1-2 pitch up, or 0-2 pitch upstairs for a ball. And then there will be a third-place consolation game played next Tuesday of the two semifinal losers from Thursday's games. West Green already advancing. Jefferson was up 2-0. 1-2 pitch. It's a punch out. Caught looking is Sophia Crichton. And that's strikeout number 14. Only two of them looking. But VJ Jeevan now up top of the fifth. Scoreless. Bases empty. Two outs for Jeevan. First pitch, low and in the turf. One-oh, here's a ground ball, but it's foul to the right of the bag at first. One ball, one strike. One-one. Swing and a miss, strike two. Barniak looking for her 15th strikeout of the game. The 1-2 offering. Called, strike three. Number 15 for Bailey Barniak. Strikes out the side for the third straight inning. We go to the bottom half of the fifth. Carmichael's and Swickley Academy scoreless in this quarterfinal on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Here at Trinity, bottom of the fifth inning, Carmichael's coming to the plate, 8-9-1 spots, due up, Bentley Lucas, Avery Voighthofer, and Kalani Chun, as Charlotte Andrews stands in for her fifth inning of work with nine strikeouts of her own. Bailey Barniak in this one with 15 strikeouts. Lucas leading things off, pops the first one up and out of play. Just went final at W&J. Carmichael's baseball's season comes to an end. A 10-run loss, 12-2 in five innings to Eden Christian Academy. This one popped up and foul. No balls, two strikes now to Bentley Lucas. Mike's with just two hits in the ballgame. A leadoff triple by Kalani Chun in the bottom of the first. He was thrown out at home. And Peyton Plavey last inning with a bunt single. That's been it. But the Mikes have left runners stranded in each of the first four innings. A couple of errors and a walk in there as well that put runners on, but no one's been able to come around. Swickley Academy has had just one base runner, that one single in the second inning. Other than that, it's been nothing but K's on the score sheet. Here's the 0-2 to Bentley Lucas. Andrews winds, delivers. And that's upstairs for a ball. The 1-2 offering. That one foul down the left field line. One ball, two strikes, still the count. To Lucas leading things off here in the bottom half of the fifth. One, two, swing and a miss, strike three. Ten strikeouts for Charlotte Andrews in double digits now. A combined 25 strikeouts in the ballgame. The pitcher's duel has us a scoreless game in the bottom of the fifth. One out, base is empty now for the ninth spot batter, Avery Voighthoffer. Andrews winds and deals the first pitch to Voighthoffer. It's a ball. One oh pitch, called strike on the inside corner. It's up the count at 1-1. Andrews looking in, gets that pitch called. Winds and deals, 1-1 pitch. This one popped up over in foul territory. First baseman Sophia Crichton can't get to it. And Voighthoffer still alive. One ball, two strikes. Now the count. Everybody gets reset. One-two pitch once again here from Andrews. Swing and a miss, strike three. Number 11 for Charlotte Andrews. And we have a final. Jefferson Morgan 2, Sarah Catholic 1. The Rockets are in the semifinals. Wes Green, JM, both in. Carmichael's trying to get there. Scoreless now with Swickley Academy in the bottom of the fifth. One out, base is empty. Make it two outs, that is. As Kalani Chun stands in. Replay that. Tried to get that bunt down, just went foul. Oh, 1 the count here on Chun. Ground ball, that's up the middle for a base hit. Into center field where Layla Miller will play it. It's a two-out single for Kalani Chun. She has two of Carmichael's three hits in the ballgame. She's aboard with two outs here in the fifth. Bottom of the fifth. Nothing to score. Trip to the WPIL semifinal on the line. Runner at first base now for the Mikes as Bailey Barniak, the 500 hitter coming into this one, stands in. She's 0 for 2 today, did reach on an error. Put the ball in play. Squares around to show bunt, pulls it back. Chun goes, and that ball sails past second base, but nice job by the shortstop, Kira Church, to get to it. And in with a stolen base is Chun. Chun now in scoring position here with a 1-0 count to Bailey Barniak. Boy, it is cooled off here, and it is nice as these lights start to illuminate this artificial surface at Trinity. Beautiful night for a softball game. Not so much for our cameras. Barniak steps out now, walks down the line, looking at Dave Briggs. 1-0 the count on Barniak. In the circle tonight, 15 strikeouts. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. One-one. Charlotte Andrews standing in with 11 strikeouts of her own. In that blue circle. Taking your time now, winds and deals. 1-1 pitch, this one stroke, back deep left field, it's off the wall! Rounding third and scoring is Kalani Chun. Barniak rounds second, she heads for third. It's a stand-up RBI triple for Bailey Barniak, and the Mikes are on the board. Bailey Barniak doing it all for the Mikes tonight. It's 1-0. Carmichael's in the fifth. We'll get a courtesy runner for Barniak down at third base. The pitcher will come in. And that's Colarusso running for Barniak. Mikes are on the board. Karis McConnell looks at strike one. That hit from Barniak saved that one, Mr. Producer. Might be the difference in the ballgame. That one went off the bottom of the wall, just a couple of feet from getting out of here. 0-1 pitch to McConnell. Swing and a miss, strike two. Headed to Pitt for pre-law. Not going to play softball in college. Wants to be a divorce lawyer. O-2. Upstairs for a ball. Bottom of the fifth, the Mikes are filing on the board. A 1-0 lead now. Bailey Barniak's triple off the wall. One-two pitch is low to Karis McConnell. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third base is Colarusso running for Barniak. The 2-2. Fly ball. This one popped up behind home plate. The catcher going to make the grab. Nice job by Edmonds. And McConnell pops out to end the inning. But the Mikes are on the board. They score one run on two hits. No errors and one left on the bases. We go to the sixth. Mikes now have the first lead of the ballgame. It's 1-0. Here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
We head to the top of the sixth inning. 8-9-1 spots coming up for the Swickley Academy Panthers. Carmichael's now with its first lead of the game, a 1-0 advantage here in the top half of the sixth inning. Layla Miller, Sutton Ray, and Kira Church due to bat. Barniak winds and deals. First pitch into Layla Miller is a strike. Bailey Barniak, 15 strikeouts in five innings. He has faced just one more than the minimum. 0-1 pitch. Here's strike two, swung on and missed. Only base runner in the ball game for Swickley Academy was a leadoff single in the second by Charlotte Andrews. Here's the 0-2. Called strike three, number 16 for Bailey Barniak. That brings up the nine spot batter, Sutton Ray. Here at Trinity, Sutton Ray will stand in. First pitch to Ray, swung on and missed. Three strikeouts in the first inning, the single in the second, and it's been all strikeouts since. That's 13 straight by Barniak. Pitch up high. Just an incredible showing by Bailey Barniak here today. Needs to hang on to this. There's a strike. Bailey's mom, Nikki, was the pitcher in that 97-98 team for Carmichael's. Calls the pitches for her. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. She wanted to do gymnastics, did Barniak. Well, how about some softball? Little soft grounder back to Barniak. Throw to first, and she gets the out. Doing it all here. The only put out of the game is hers. 1-3. And that is the end of the top of the sixth. Three shutdown in order. Once again, we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Carmichael's clinging on to a 1-0 lead here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends. Because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Kenley Macheski, Jocelyn Carter, Peyton Plavey leading things off here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Mike's trying to add on to a 1-0 lead. That one run coming an inning ago. A single by Chun. She stole second, and the triple by Bailey Barniak to score. First pitch fouled away here by Kenley Macheski. Now, I was talking about Nikki Gasty earlier. Kenley Macheski is the daughter of Abby McMinn. When Nikki Gasty was the pitcher for Carmichael's, guess who her catcher was? Abby McMinn. Guess who Bailey Barniak's catcher is now? Kenley Macheski. It's all in the family. There's a strike. No balls, two strikes now to Macheski. Macheski, a freshman, Barniak, a senior. This is the only year they'll get to play together. The 0-2. Ground ball, and that's foul up the first baseline. Hard to see from our position all the way out here in left field. But Macheski still alive, 0-2. Andrew still in the circle, dealing. 11 strikeouts of her own. But two triples in the game for the Mikes and two singles. Four total hits. Mike's able to get on the board. The 0-2 once again. Swing and a miss, strike three. Strikeout number 12 for Charlotte Andrews, and it's the third time Macheski's gone down swinging. That'll bring up Jocelyn Carter. Charlotte Andrews winds and deals. Here's a line drive into center field. That will get down and roll all the way to the wall. Rounding first and taking second will be Carter. It's a one-out double here in the sixth. Runner in scoring position for the Mikes, trying to add on to a 1-0 lead. That'll bring up Peyton Plavey. Has a hit and a walk. Reached base twice. Now, Dave Briggs might be putting a runner out there at second base for Jocelyn Carter. First baseman. And we will. It's not a courtesy runner. This will be a pinch runner for the first baseman. I believe that is that's Simmons out there to run at second base. Peyton Plavey at the plate. Called strike. Simmons now runs for Carter at second. Plavey had that bunt single in the fourth. Swing and a miss, strike two. Runner at second, one out. Mike's trying to add on. Oh, 2, swing and a miss, strike three. Mike, 13 strikeouts for Charlotte Andrews. It's not been a great performance tonight for the Mikes. But Andrews has been tough. And now we're getting another substitution here. It'll be Kramer to bat for Sisler. So Dave Briggs going to the bench to try to shake up this roster and get some more hits out of these Mikes. Two outs with a runner at second base, leading 1-0 as Kramer stands in, looks at a ball low. Kramer on the season, a .286 average. That's two hits in 7 at-bats. Does have 3 RBIs, though, on those 7 at-bats. It's the 1-0. Upstairs for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Here to Kramer batting. In the 7th spot for Sisler. Now here's the 2-0. That's down low. 3 balls, no strikes. Here to Kramer. Simmons running at second. 2 outs. Andrews winds and deals. I think Kramer's take all the way here, and it's a called strike. Andrews with a pitch, the 3-1. There's called strike 2. And that runs the count full. Bottom of the 6th inning, Carmichael's with a 1-0 lead here in this quarterfinal. 2 outs with a runner at second base for Caitlin Kramer hitting off the bench. Her first plate appearance of the night. It's a 3-2 count from Charlotte Andrews, who already has 13 strikeouts in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side, foul. Kramer stays alive. Looking for strikeout number 14 is Charlotte Andrews. It starts to get even darker here at Trinity. Forgot to bring my table light. The payoff pitch is ball 4. Take your base, Caitlin Kramer. Runners at first and second base now. Only run scored in the game for Carmichael's came after there were 2 outs. 2 outs in this inning now. Runners at first and second base. And Bentley Lucas, who has struck out twice in the ballgame, comes to the plate. Just the 2nd walk issued by Andrews in the circle. That first pitch misses for a ball. One-oh. Catcher Edmonds looking in for the call. Here's the pitch. It's outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Bentley Lucas. Carmichael's trying to add some insurance here in the bottom half of the 6th inning. Now we're going to have a meeting in the circle from Swickley Academy. Outfielder staying put, but infield going to have a conversation here. Andrews has been good. Has only given up 5 hits in the game, one of them a bunt single, 2 triples, a double. That double coming in this inning from Jocelyn Carter. Simmons still running for her out at second. The walk to Kramer. Swickley Academy is in danger of its season coming to an end. And the Mikes just trying to add some insurance here. going into the top half of the seventh. Two outs here in the sixth. Still at the plate here is Bentley Lucas. Two balls, no strikes, the count against her. Andrews looking in. Here's the 2-0. That's upstairs for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Just two total walks in the game from Andrews, one of them back in the second inning. But just walked Kramer. And these bottom three spots in the lineup had all struck out three times, or twice, rather. Here's a 3-0 to Bentley Lucas. She's take all the way, and she takes a strike. Andrews looking in again. 3-1 popped up and out of play, and now that runs the count full once again. Full count. Runners at first and second base, two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Carmichael's trying to add on to a 1-0 lead before heading to the seventh. Lucas in the eighth spot has struck out twice tonight. Lucas with 13 strikeouts, or I'm sorry, Andrews with 13 strikeouts in the circle. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. 14 strikeouts for Charlotte Andrews. Carmichael's, no runs, one hit, no errors, a walk, and two left on. We go to the top half of the seventh inning. The Mikes needing three outs to get to the WPIL semifinal. We're back in a moment here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
We head to the top of the seventh inning. Carmichael's needing three outs to get back to the semifinal. Sinai Grant leads things off for Swickley Academy and fouls one off. Gabby Edmonds and Charlotte Andrews due to lead things off. Bailey Barniak with a whopping 17 strikeouts in the ballgame. Just one put out, and it was right back to her. 1-3 in the scorebook. Swickley Academy has just one hit. It's their only base runner of the ballgame. Another one fouled away here by Grant. That was a leadoff single by Charlotte Andrews in the second inning. Fourteen straight strikeouts at one point thrown by Barniak. 17 total in the game. Ahead in the count on Sinai Grant, 0-2. Here's the pitch, and Grant watches that one go upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Barniak taking her time, getting the pitch, looks down at the wrist. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Number 18 for Bailey Barniak. The Mikes two outs away from the semifinal. The Pioneers watching on. Jefferson Morgan also in the semifinals, defeating Sarah Catholic. Green County might end up with three of the four semifinalists. What a section, by the way. Here's Gabby Edmonds. Swing and a miss, strike one. Barniak looking in. 0-1 pitch, fouled away, no balls, two strikes now. Only two balls the entire night put into play by Swickley Academy. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two down here in the seventh. Can she get to 20? And here comes Charlotte Andrews, the only player to get a hit for Swickley Academy tonight. It happened in the second inning. First pitch to her is well upstairs. Carmichael's clinging to a 1-0 lead here in the top of the seventh, one out away from clinching a spot in the semifinal on Thursday against West Green. The 1-0. Ground ball to the shortstop, McConnell. Gets the out at first, and the Mikes are headed to the Whippeal semifinal. 19 strikeouts for Bailey Barniak. She gets the winning RBI hit off the fence, and the Mikes win it. A 1-0 victory for the Mikes, and they will face West Green in the semifinal on Thursday. We'll step aside when we come back. We'll recap this one for you and name our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County.
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering.
ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Back here at Trinity, Carmichaels hangs on to a 1-0 win over Swickley Academy to clinch yet again a spot in the WPIAL semifinal. It was not easy for the Mikes, who struggled at the plate today, scoring just one run on 5 hits, no errors, 7 left on the bases, because Charlotte Andrews was tremendous in the circle for Swickley Academy, allowing just that one run on 5 hits, struck out 14. Carmichael struck out 14 times in this game, but was still able to cling on to this 1-0 win. Bailey Barniak with a great line herself. 7 innings pitched, allowing just 1 hit, no runs, and 19 strikeouts for the Carmichael senior, the IUP recruit, with a tremendous evening in the circle. It's what she's been known for. She has kept Carmichael's in many of games throughout the year, throughout her whole career in the last 4 years. Her pitching has kept them in it when they couldn't come around with the bats, and she came around with the bat herself. It was nothing-nothing going in to the fifth inning. I take that back. 8-9 spots lead off. Strikeout from Lucas. Strikeout from Voighthofer. There's 2 outs. Kalani Chun pokes a single. She steals second. And Bailey Barniak steps up to the plate with 2 outs and a runner at second base. It's Bailey Barniak who strokes the ball off the bottom of the fence, just a couple of feet away from a home run. Ends up with a stand-up RBI triple, and she scores the only run of the ball game by scoring Chun and giving Carmichaels the 1-0 lead, and that's the way the ball game would stay. Take a guess who our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game is.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Well, no surprise. Bailey Barniak, our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game. 19 strikeouts in the circle, and she had the RBI triple that scored the only run of the ball game. Kalani Chun standing at second. Barniak stood in, stroked this one. Watch it just go off the base of the fence. You can see the fence kind of ricochet there. Almost had the home run. Chun scores. Barniak round second, takes third. In there with a stand-up triple, was just a foot or so away from being a home run. Bailey Barniak, our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game. It sets up an incredible showdown on Thursday afternoon for a chance to head to Penn West, California, at Lilly Field, next week for the WPIL championship game, as West Green, after defeating Southside 15-1 in 5 innings, will now face the Carmichaels Mikes. The section foes going to face off for a shot to go to the WPIL championship game. West Green finished 8-2 out of the section, finished 12-7 overall. Carmichaels finished 15-4 overall, 9-1 in the section. Carmichaels' only section loss was not to West Green. Mikes beat West Green twice on the year. The only section loss by Carmichaels was by Jefferson Morgan. And it was the Rockets who, in another quarterfinal today, defeated Sarah Catholic by 1 run to earn their own trip to the semifinal against Union. So 3 out of 4 semifinalists in Class 1A will be our Greene County teams, which is just absolutely tremendous, and we'll be putting together our whole coverage schedule. Trust me, Greene Sports will be there to bring you all of the action. And, of course, we have to look now at, you know, those games between Carmichael's and West Greene earlier this year. They were close. Back on April 17th, a 3-1 win over the Pioneers. At least that one was close. The first game, Carmichael's 10-run to the Pioneers in six innings. But it's hard to beat a team three times in a year. Ask Chartiers Houston when Carmichael's defeated the Buccaneers to get to the state playoffs. Boy, what a game. That was exciting. Bailey Barniak, 19 strikeouts. Charlotte Andrews, want to give her a shout-out as well for Swickley Academy, 14 strikeouts of her own. The Swickley Academy bats just couldn't get going tonight against Bailey Barniak, who was just incredible. A one-hit, 19-strikeout win for Barniak and the Carmichael's Mikes. We'll have those games for you on Thursday. I do know that Carmichael's baseball fell today. The Mikes falling and getting 10 runs in six innings to Eden Christian Academy. Jefferson Morgan baseball still ongoing. Tonight's broadcast on the greensports.net has been brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. The people you know, the people you can trust. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. VisitGreene.org. By the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue in Waynesburg. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. Election Day is tomorrow. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Can't thank my production crew enough for tonight's help. My producer, Brandon Bennett, the cameraman, Brett Gambita, I'm Nate Rigotti, signing off from Trinity Middle School. The Carmichael's Mikes are back in the Whippeal semifinal. Your final score here in the quarters, Carmichael's 1, Swickley Academy nothing. We'll see you next time on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.